In the name of Jesus, who is Lord over every authority, amen. It didn't take us long to learn that the rich and powerful were going to mostly want Jesus dead. We had been in Jerusalem, and Jesus was able to escape their threats and their desires to kill him. And we crossed the Sea of Galilee into a wilderness area, and we, the disciples, were thrilled when thousands of people, the masses of poor, flocked with us. That gave us hope. We were thinking, even if the authorities reject Jesus, certainly the masses will want Jesus to lead us. To lead us as a revolutionary to overthrow all the oppression in our world. As we gathered there in the wilderness, Jesus eventually, after teaching the crowds, turned to us and said, "So where are we going to get food to feed these thousands?" Philip, one of us, responded, "If we were to go into a town, even if we had a year's pay, that wouldn't be enough to feed the 5,000 plus people gathered here." Another one of us popped up and said, sarcastically, I think, "Well, we have a child here, and he has 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. But what good is that going to do for so many?" Jesus simply instructed us to have the crowd sit and to share this child's food. And he broke the bread and the fish, gave thanks for its sacrifice, and shared it with the crowds. And we wouldn't have believed it, except that we ate it ourselves. Every mouth and stomach was filled. We had 12 baskets of leftovers after sharing. We were thrilled and satisfied with a worldly hunger. The crowds, let's be honest, we as well, were absolutely enthused at this feeding. We wanted to grab Jesus in that very moment and march to Jerusalem. We had 5,000. Think of the thousands more we could gather. We were going to make Jesus king. Let's throw Herod out of town. Let's throw the Roman Empire out of town. Jesus would be our king. He is a king that feeds us, that fills our bellies. That's what we wanted. Jesus apparently wasn't interested in our fervor to make him emperor. And he bailed on us. He left. We weren't sure exactly when he slipped away, but he was gone. We were nervous. This was the first time Jesus had totally disappeared. We didn't know what to do. So we figured we would go back to Capernaum. Hometown, home base, we'd start fishing again, I guess. And so we found a boat and made our way back across the Sea of Galilee. Jesus was gone, back to our old lives. And as we crossed that sea, we learned that day the spiritual reality of what it means to be without Jesus. Alone. Without Jesus and his word, we crossed that sea. And the storm raged. The winds opposed us. We were beaten down by the waves. The chaos of sea was overwhelming us. Fear gripped our hearts the way it hadn't gripped our hearts since Jesus had walked with us. We were overwhelmed, and as we looked out on the chaos of the sea and the storm, we saw something that terrified us, somebody walking towards us on the sea. But it was Jesus, not abandoning us, but returning to us in our moment of need. And as soon as Jesus joined us and calmed our fearful hearts, immediately, we were on dry land again. The chaos of the storm, the wind, the waves, the sea, gone. Dry land. We were thrilled to have Jesus back among us. The crowd of thousands that wanted to make Jesus emperor had not given up. They found us there eventually on the other side of the Sea of Galilee, and those crowds came at Jesus with the same fervor and passion. They wanted Jesus to be the ruler. Jesus responded to the crowds and to us. The only reason you're looking for me, the only reason you want me, is because you ate your fill. Because I satisfied the hunger in your bellies. That's it. That's the only reason you want me. Instead, you should be seeking true spiritual food, true spiritual bread. You should be learning how to trust in God, not seeking after a way to fill your bellies. The crowds responded to Jesus, "Well, fine. Then prove yourself. If we're going to trust in God, you need to prove yourself to us. Give us a sign. Moses gave us a sign. He fed our people for years in the wilderness. Manna, bread from heaven." Jesus responded, "Moses was not the one who gave you true bread in the wilderness. It was God who fed you, not Moses. It is God who gives the true bread that satisfies the hunger within you. Satisfies the hunger within you where you will never desire and hunger again." The crowds shouted at Jesus, "We want this food. Give it to us." And what he said next, we'll never forget. He said, "I am the bread of life. I am the food you are seeking. If you eat and feed upon me, you will never desire, hunger, thirst, or long for anything ever again. If you trust in me and walk with me, you will live and never die." The crowd said to Jesus, Who do you think you are? We know your parents. Mary, Joseph, born out of wedlock. We know your story, illegitimate son. How can you say you're the bread that came down from heaven? That makes no sense. Jesus knew the crowds were offended by him, that he would claim to be the true bread of life. But he persisted. He said, "I am the only way that you will eat and truly be satisfied. Partake of my flesh and my blood, feed on me and live. Nothing else will satisfy." And it was then that the crowds began to leave. Thousands started leaving. Jesus was no longer of interest. He was no longer willing to give them what they wanted to feed their bellies. The spiritual food he had to offer, no thanks. They were off to find another king, another emperor, another revolutionary who would give them what they wanted. Jesus turned to us and asked a question that kicked us in the bellies. "What about you? Are you going to leave me too?" Peter responded for us, "Lord, where would we go? We've seen what it's like to be without you. You have the words of eternal life. We are here to learn and walk and feed on you. Why are you here this morning? No, really, why are you here? Why are you seeking after Jesus? Why do you bother setting aside time to listen to his word, to gather in his presence? What are you looking for? The authorities in the text, they looked for Jesus because they wanted to silence him. Hopefully that's not us. Hopefully we're not here in order to shut the word of Jesus up. Hopefully we're not here because we want Jesus dead and out of our lives and the world. But the crowds in the text wanted Jesus around, but for different reasons. They wanted Jesus to give them what they wanted, to feed the hunger, the appetite, the covetousness, the longings, the desires that they had been building up within their bodies and souls. The world had made those crowds hungry. Feed me. And they thought Jesus could give that to them. The crowds wanted Jesus as a sort of vending machine. Give us what we want. Feed us with food. Entertain us. Come on, Jesus. Satisfy us. Is that why you are here? Do you think maybe Jesus will give you the answer to all the things you've been wanting in life? Those hungers, those desires that the world has inflamed within you, maybe Jesus is a solution. Why do you bother to be here? The disciples learned the hard way that life without Jesus is miserable. It's a chaotic storm. It's a sea of being pummeled by the waves and winds of our world, the politics, the economics, the nastiness of people battering each other in the chaos of life. Disciples learned that no amount of food, no amount of possessions, no amount of wealth, no amount of power, no amount of control, no amount of status and fun and entertainment could satisfy. It just fed the hunger, an insatiable hunger. But when they came to Jesus, the hungers, the longings, the desires, the fight to feed yourself on all the things of life started to go away. And the storms, the chaos of that world out there started to calm down. Peter said, "Lord, where would we go? The voices out there offer us nothing. What they feed us with doesn't satisfy. It just makes me want more. Lord, you're the only one who gives us life and calms this craving, addicted heart. Why are you here this morning? Jesus is the only one who gives us life. He is the only food that can fill us. Even if we're wrong here, wrong in our intentions here this morning, have showed up for the wrong reasons, Jesus constantly offers us a chance. Listen again. Let go of the chasing, the rat race, the longings that are killing you. Find peace in my word. Feed on me today, and it will all be still. The world will rage on, but you will find peace and satisfaction through Jesus. He is the bread of life. May we feed on him and him alone. Amen.